Hi, it's Dan here from Flexible, and today we're going to talk about how to get lots of coffee dates the old school way. Let's dive in. Okay, so the first thing that we want to talk about is what the hell is a coffee date? In our world, in the Flex world, we are talking about getting on a Zoom call with a client to be able to close them on a database reactivation plus AI offer. This is, in my opinion, and of course I'm a little bit biased, I think it's the best offer that I've ever seen because we're able to get clients to hand over their databases that they've given up on, and then we're able to turn them into sales using AI where we don't have to deliver any of the work, all right? It's a really great offer. It's so easy to sell, and getting people on coffee dates is incredibly easy as well, okay? The first thing I want to say, and a lot of you might relate to this, is that money makes us lazy, all right? Some of you may not, but what I mean by that is that when we start earning money into our business, into our agency, a lot of the stuff that used to make it work before, we throw to the side and we try and put automation at it, or we get lazy, or we hire a salesperson or whatever, right? But the reality is, earlier on in our career, we would do whatever it took to be able to get business because we had to feed our family. We were hungry, okay? And I think we lose sight of this when we are, you know, scaling a business and we start having success. But the great thing about what we're offering here at Flex is an ability to be able to really grow your business without having hundreds of clients, right? The high-level SaaS model, the agency model where you were charging a retainer and you had to have hundreds of clients in order to really make it, is just not required here. That old way, you know, fair play to it. If you've got those skills and you've made it work, well, then you're a smarter person than me and you're a better operator than me, all right? It's really hard to do at scale, okay? With what we're teaching here, you only need a few good clients, and then it's over, okay? I prefer to have larger clients, a smaller number of clients, and a much easier life where it's much more profitable and you need much fewer heads in order to make this work. What I'm trying to say is that if we're able to go back to our old ways and get hungry and creative with the way that we reach out to clients to bring them on and get them on coffee dates, then you're going to be very surprised about how effective that is. Yes, automation works. AI with cold outreach and all that type of stuff works as well. But sometimes you need a computer science degree to get that going, right? And it takes weeks to implement. With the way that I do it, and I'm old school, right? I like kind of connection and relationships and all of that stuff and having a bit of a laugh with the people that I'm selling to. If you're able to do it that way with your outreach, which is what I'm going to show you today, then things are going to get very juicy for you very quickly, and you're going to land some coffee dates very, very easily. Okay. I did a webinar about a week ago, with my students, and I showed them, you know, a good few examples of how to do and get coffee dates the old school way. So without further ado, I'm going to pass you on to that recording and I'll see you at the end. We're all about getting coffee dates with this business, right? And there's lots of different ways to do it. There is Facebook ads, and recently we've done cold outreach automation with Cedric, which was incredible, right? Both great ways to generate coffee dates, but the problem is for some people is that they're not tech savvy or they don't have the Facebook budget to get started. So for me, the way that I like to do coffee dates and the way that I like to use my kind of skill set is to do it the old school way, right? With no ad spend, no automation, or no computer science degree needed. So for me, you know, that works because I'm not techie at all. I like to do things the old school way. Some of you have seen this already. I run my Roya clients through my agency, Flex Digital, and I have the lead gen community at Flexible, and you guys are all part of that. So you've seen it all before, and you've seen this one before as well. This is me back in the day when I had hair. It's almost 20 years ago now, which is pretty crazy when you think about it. But that was when I was playing basketball. You know, I like to move fast. You know, I like to get a lot of stuff done quickly here at Flexible. If that's not you, it's fine. But just remember that the quicker you move, the quicker you take action is always going to make things go a bit faster for you, okay, when it comes to getting coffee dates. And remember, everyone sits on the bench at some point in their career. So keep an open mind with this stuff, right? And do things that you haven't done before. Get uncomfortable and things are going to happen for you. Okay. So I wanted just to hear from you guys, you know, what our offer is here at Flex. Okay. So we ask any clients if they have any old leads. If they have, we ask them if they want us to turn them into sales using AI. If they say yes, we propose up to a 50% profit share on any sale we make from these old leads. And what do you think we say if they say, no way, dude, that's too much money? What's our kind of comeback to that? Would you rather have 100% of nothing or 50% of something? What are you earning now on all of those dead leads? Yeah, exactly. I prefer 50% of something rather than 100% of nothing. 100% of zero is still zero. Exactly. You guys are onto it. I don't know why there was a bit of a lag here. There's tons of comments coming through now. All right, cool. So that's our kind of objection handle. We say what I just said, 100% of nothing or 50% of 100K. All right. Like they pretty quickly come back, the penny drops, and they ask, how does it work? And we see a demo. Then we set up a Zoom call. We call it a coffee date inside the Roya community, inside the Flex community. We prepare for the coffee date by copy and pasting a prompt template into the OpenAI playground. We do not go and build a bot, right? That's the worst thing you can do. It will take you 2 weeks to get to where it wants to be, and it's like heaven for procrastinators and perfectionists, all right? We don't do that. We demo in the playground. And we call that demo a coffee date. We close the clients. And what do you think the close rate is for coffee dates when we show them this? Rob Brown, what's your close rate? 100%, right? You can unmute yourself, mate, if you would like. We'll intro you in a sec.
Yeah, 100%. I've no one say no yet.
How many people have you done a coffee date with?
Oh, God, I've probably done about 15 to 20, maybe.
15 to 20, and you've either bought them on with an assigned agreement or you've said no to them, I suspect.
Yeah, signed agreements. I've got 11 in at the moment, signed agreements.
11 signed agreements in a month, right?
Yeah, and there's the other four I've got. There's another four that I've got agreements out there, and then there's another five where I'm not sure it's worth my time at the moment with everything else I've got going on.
Yeah. So it's so easy to sell. It's the best. I'm calling it the offer of the century, right? I've never seen an offer like this before. It's so easy to sell. It's 100% close rate. If not 100%, it's close to 100%. But because, you know, clients would be stupid to say no. There's just no way that they should say no to this offer, which is why it is perfect for cold outreach, right? Such a great offer. As I said, it's the best offer I've ever seen. And this is me. I just posted, this happened like 2 days ago, £7,500 retainer for a 3-month trial with a performance basis of 25 per sale. They're doing 6,000 leads per week. So it doesn't sound a lot, but that 25 could be maybe close to an extra 10 grand a month on top of £7,500, right? They're doing that much volume. Anne-Marie came in, I don't know whether Anne-Marie's here, but she came in, I think 2 weeks ago. She doesn't mince a word. It's a fucking light bulb moment, right? When we know what we're selling and the light bulb drops for us, we get really confident in what we're doing and we're able to close people really easily, okay? This might have been Rob, actually. I can't remember. Had a PCP claims client with a 1 million records to go ahead with them. Yep.
That was me. I've had the contract back this morning.
Nice. Had a Ray landed a 250K client. Government client. Rebecca's really switched on marketer that's in our community, and she does licensing with martial arts companies, dojos, but she's now moving to life insurance over in the States. She went to a conference last week, and she was in the lobby, and the dude's already handing their list of emails and phone numbers in order to test the bot with. Okay, it's so easy. Cedric, he was on the webinar last week. He is landing some of the biggest clients I've ever seen. He's getting paid this guy here, it's a flat fee, a retainer plus €2 for every conversation that starts. Okay, so every time he sends an SMS out to their leads, it's €2 in his pocket, and they've got, I don't know how many, they're huge, 8,000 to 12,000 leads a month. So you do the maths on that. Rob's on the call today. We'll talk about a bit about this in a sec, right? But 2 weeks in, lots of wins, huge companies being closed. 1 month in, he's hitting 5,760 per week in profit from just one of those clients. The others are still kind of trickling in with all of the work that needs to be done before they go live. But it's pretty crazy the type of income that we can make from this. And Rob's a one-man band, which is whale after whale after whale after whale. And I was like, mate, what are you doing? What's going on here? And which is why I have you on the call today. And we have Lawrence as well in a sec. And he's my kind of lead gen JV partner. And he's been doing some crazy deals as well. Can you guys hear me okay? I keep on seeing connection unstable. All good?
Yeah, it's all good here. Yeah.
All good. Cool. And we're going to jam today about different ways to get on coffee dates with whales, all right? But I think it's important before we do talk about all the different ways we can get coffee dates, we want to come up with our, like, I'm not a big fan of all of this stuff, right? The elevator pitch and the sales skills, and I've never done any of that stuff, right? But it's important that we come up with our little phrase or a little kind of few sentences that we that explains our offer that we can use over and over and over again, okay? And you guys can kind of jot this down if you want. It could be better, but I just jotted this down yesterday trying to explain what we do so you guys can copy and paste this as well. So we say we take your unconverted leads and or buyers, and we use our ChatGPT sales Android to turn them into sales on a performance basis via SMS. It drastically increases sales and decreases overheads. We only get paid when you get paid. There's no upfront cost. And we can build you a demo and show you how this would work if you want, right? So if you're able to explain yourself that succinctly and that clearly to someone that is a cold outreach prospect, then pretty sure that they're going to say yes if you're able to get in touch with them, right? Because there's no risks. It's such a great offer. Okay, so if you have this in your arsenal as, you know, what you fall back onto, then you're going to do very well, okay? So there's going to be a replay of this, and you'll be able to kind of copy, jot that down for yourself. But just something like this that explains what you do is a really good tool to have inside your tool belt, all right? The other thing I wanted to say is that, you know, money and automation makes us lazy, all right? I remember when I started kind of selling what I was doing way back probably 10 years ago, I was hungry as hell. You know, I would jump on LinkedIn. I would find a person. I would then go to company's house, and then I would go find them on Facebook, and then I would find their office address. I would try and find their number. And I would just try and sell them what I was doing. And I was selling them like Google ad services or something, you know what I mean? Which is a super hard sell compared to this. And I think with all the tech and all of these tools that we have in our tool belt these days, I think sometimes we kind of rely on that rather than just going back to old school tactics. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. Okay. And I'm here with Lawrence and Rob, and we're going to talk about a few of these things because each of these guys have mastered a couple of these points. And we're just going to kind of jam on this today and see where it goes. And I don't know where it's going to go, but it's going to be good stuff. All right. So the first thing I would like to say is that you must always, always, always start with your warm audience, all right? Let me just see if I can escape out of here. Okay, so for you guys that haven't seen this, I'm going to post it in the chat box now. Here's this 31K-hour work for get cold traffic until you do this, all right? I'm sure most of you have read this, but if you haven't, follow this to the letter. Exhaust all of your warm contacts. And go from there. All right. So once that's done and you've done all that and you've reached out to them over and over again and you're like a dog with a bone and you haven't given up until you've got on a coffee date with them, then move to cold traffic, okay? So let's go back here. Slideshow. Oh, all right. So once you've done that, then we can talk about another tactic, which is why I've got Lawrence on the call today. And we've got a hard stop with Lawrence in about 15 minutes, which should give us plenty of time. And then he's got to go because I think he's probably got a coffee date, actually. But I wanted to show you how, because you're like, oh, that's all good, Dan. Like, you've got flexible, you've been around for ages, you've got a following, and you can pick and choose. You know, people will come to you because they've got a, you know, you've got a reputation, right? And I guess it's true. I did leverage my kind of community to find Lawrence, and I've known Lawrence for a long time, right? So it was an easy one for me. But I want to show you how you can do this very, very easily. This is like taking candy from a baby, okay? I'm going to show you exactly how to do this now. And Lawrence, you can kind of chime in as well as I show you. I haven't shown you this yet, but like find any group, right, that's to do with lead gen on Facebook, okay? So what do you think all of these people, let's just scroll through these, and my group's being spammed a bit at the moment as well, and there's plenty of groups out here like this, but what do you think this guy is, what has he got, right? He's a lead gen. What clients does he have? Credit repair and mortgage industry clients, right? So what would you say? DM me, man. I'm just going to do this because I'm just going to show you. DM me, dude, right? So what do you think we would say? Like, Lawrence, what would you say when he gets back to you? What do you think we'd kind of say to this guy in order to move him from someone that you would do a JV with? I don't want to put you on the spot too much.
No, that's cool. First of all, can you hear me? All right.
I can, yeah.
All good, sweet. So I just one point on what you're doing there is the mindset is the absolute critical point here of how can you knock over 10 dominoes with one flick?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's in my head all the time at the minute. I'm like, how can I go and find someone who's then going to give me 10 opportunities? Or how can I find someone, you know, that already knows me that then is going to introduce me to two other people? And we just got off a coffee date about 45 minutes ago through that exact process of my sales guy a warm call to a someone that he knew, and he goes, look, it's not right for me. I haven't got the volume of leads.
You there, mate?
But,
yep.
You still hear me? Yeah. Yep. And he said, literally, over the other side of the office is someone that does 1,000 leads a week. So let me go and introduce you to him. And he literally walked across the office and knocked on the door, and then we got a coffee date with them. So, yep. You know,
leverage.
It's 100%. And there's all this, you know, Facebook's, LinkedIn, everything. And then there's your phone that everyone's got in their pocket that you can just get out and go, hey, mate, we've got this thing. Do you know anyone? And
exactly.
You cut them in for, you know, whatever X percent a lead, you know, who gives a shit when it's like that big a volume, right?
Yeah.
So what you're doing online there is exactly what we're doing offline as well. Just going through the phone book. That's right. Yeah. So all of our old clients, all of our old, you know, everyone like that, we're just picking up the phone to and saying, look, is this for you or do you know anyone? It's that simple.
So can you remember what it was? I mean, I can't remember what I said to you exactly, right? But I said something along the lines of, hey, Lawrence, like you've got tons of clients and you're generating so many leads for them at the moment. How would you like your leads to, you know, perform better so you can get paid more? And get paid as well. So I can help you look after the front end and the back end, right? Something, probably something along those lines. And you were like, I mean, what was the penny drop moment for you?
For me, it's just an absolute no-brainer offer that is a foot in the door for a million other things as well as selling this. Like we've, you know, not only are we chatting about, you know, DBR and even working like 48 hour leads, we've then got clients asking us, well, could they do our renewals as well? Yeah. Like, yeah, you just send us a tag when it's, you know, 6 months out to renew, and then we'll, you know, send the sales android off and ask, you know, oh, your mortgage is coming up for renewal. Would you like to book an appointment? You know, more elaborate than that, obviously, but, you know, that's the gist of it. But, the pitch is, you know, quick one. If I said I could reactivate your database of previous leads into fresh booked appointments on a performance, like on a whatever deal using AI, would you give me 15 minutes of your time?
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
Who's not going to say yes to that? You know?
Yeah.
I only want 15 minutes. I can pitch it in 15 minutes. Job done.
Yep.
So yeah, as soon as that guy DMs you, like, that's what I would be saying, you know, yeah. if I could do this in this length of time without all of this, you know, it's classic direct response marketing. And would you give me 15 minutes? That's it. That's the coffee date booked.
The demo, we'll show you a demo, right? So this guy here, his post has gone a bit viral in my group, right? So he's been doing cold outreach and he's booked in qualified meetings. He's looked the client acquisition system into another agency. Do you think he knows clients then? Of course he freaking knows clients. He's solar, mortgage, home services, e-commerce, financial advisors, HVAC, landscaping, roofing, SaaS, SEO. All of these need a sales android, right? So I'd reach out to him. I'm chatting to him actually before. This bloody search bar's in the way. So I would say, hey man, he might actually be on, I don't think he's on this call, any clients at the moment who struggle with converting leads?
Yeah, it's like the perfect
something like that, you know, like there's no script to it, right? The other thing is that I would like to go in and, like, if he's someone I didn't know at all, I'd want to go in and friend him up and have a look and see, you know, what he's got going on. So he started a job in 2019 at Brave Blue. That's probably his agency. I would say something like, how's Brave Blue going? I see that he's friends with Jamie and David and Gavin. So, like, he's getting back already, right? I'm not going to do this live on the call, but I don't want to bore everyone, but he's friends with a lot of my friends. So I'd reach out and say, you know, this and that. And I would have a bit of a kind of human interaction with him while I was doing that, right? So that's him out of the way. If the guy's spamming, I need to get rid of that. I am a buyer looking for home improvement leads in the US. Hey, man. DM me. I can help.
And it's also, you know, thinking sideways as well of, you know, yes, there's loads of lead gen groups, but I bet there's a ton of groups with, you know, solar installers that you could get into.
Well, guess what, right? Go to the high level group, 60,000 people in there. What have they all got clients, right?
Yep.
So mortgage lenders, every single one of these people and introduce you to their clients, right? If you help them with their leads. It is the easiest freaking thing I've ever seen in my life to do. This guy's a spam as well, looking for real solar prospects. So he's a solar lead gen, right? What do you think solar companies need? What's this guy back? So I'm not going to go into that now, but like it'd be so easy to do this, right? All the people commenting, real estate, MVA leads, all right, which is, what's that? The claims stuff, accidents. So there's a lot of people. Ollie, hey, man, I see you commenting on the MVA leads post. Have you got MVA clients? You know what I mean? Guys, like it's so easy. And this is just my small Paper Lead Ninjas group. Like there's way bigger groups. And, you know, you don't want to kind of spam the group, right? You want to kind of help people, but there's just so much opportunity here. It's not funny, right?
I think that's, you know, that's a good point of saying, like you could go into, like everyone on this call now going into the PPL Ninjas group doing that, you've got to think, you know, a little bit out of that box of going, right, well, I've got experience in solar. We've got a case study in solar. So let's go and find every solar group on Facebook, or let's go and use something like, so I use LeadSwift. So I'll go in and type solar panel installers in Texas in leadswift.com, download a list of them, and then connect with them all on LinkedIn. You know, block yourself an hour a day to do that. Book yourself, you know, 5 coffee dates, 10 coffee dates a week, close one. That's 4 new clients a month paying you $2,000, you know, whatever it is. It's, you know, you've got 10 grand coming in within a few weeks, few months, you know, at least, you know.
Yeah. And you can do the same thing on LinkedIn. Tell us quickly. I know you got to go in 8 minutes. Sorry, Arvind. Our office stops kicking off at the moment. Tell us about what you did in, in LinkedIn the other day and how big that client was.
Yeah. So, they're a huge, huge client. So basically what I do in LinkedIn is I've got Sales Navigator. So I've got like the add-on right in Sales Navigator. I want companies that have at least a couple hundred people in it, because then they're getting a lot of leads in if they're in the right industries, right? So service industries typically with 200 people in are going to have a lot of leads coming into the building, right? Yep. So they're my target. So then I simply started, I manually started DMing people. Like I literally slid into their DMs. That's all I did, with an opener of, you know, if I could reactivate your database, you know, with sort of no upfront costs or a particular, you know, or whatever I was pitching, you know, whatever I wanted to pitch, I would then say, you know, I can turn your leads into fresh booked appointments from already dead data. And it was quite funny. I used the word dead data, right? And the client that we landed is in the cremation business, so it went down really well. He actually, his first thing was, I've nearly just fallen out of my chair at that pitch. That's quite funny. And I was like, oh crap, yeah, sorry.
Did you mean it? What did you say? I'm not
Exactly. So all good. But yeah, I'd spent an hour, and I had 2 coffee dates from an hour's work on LinkedIn. A few people, you know, said no, a few people, you know, blah blah blah. You just ignore it, next, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, we've got one that we're talking to right now, could be huge, you know. But it's an hour of my day every single day. And in fact, it's now going to be my VA's full-time job of just doing this constantly.
Yeah, nice. So Lawrence, just quickly before you go, the way we've structured the deal between you and me is that any client that you bring on and we reactivate their database with, you get 25% of the profit. And any lead that we work that's coming from your fresh leads that we convert.
Yeah, it's the reverse of that. Which is the perfect JV. It means that, you know, for me, I don't have to get into the technicalities of, you know, I run a lead gen business, so I'm, you know, busy generating my, you know, few thousand leads a day. So for, you know, an introducer style, it's perfect. You know, so for me that works, because I don't have any of the headaches of the tech or managing the client. I can set those up all day long.
Yep. And guess what, right? You got 3 minutes left, but what are you using now to get your lead gen clients?
What's your the Royer pitch.
The Royer pitch to get lead gen clients. Like, so you, some of you guys out there are agencies and you do your lead gen, right? Don't try and sell them lead gen. Try and sell them this offer, because get them on a coffee date and you'll get their lead gen off the back end as well.
So I gave this pitch to my sales guy, and the door just opens so much easier. It's like everyone, they get asked 200 times a day if they want to buy leads. They don't get asked if they want to reactivate their database on, you know, on a back end.
Yes, exactly. It's powerful stuff.
All right, mate. Another muck up of mine. Don't put the subject, "I've got a back end offer for you," because it doesn't go in well either. So I've done a couple of these ones. So just be careful.
Depends on the niche.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
That worked for us. I didn't have any. That was a really good subject line for us. Maybe it's a good conversation opener.
Do you know what? Actually, so a little brainwave, and I've only had this the other day. Was, you know, all the people that do have an OnlyFans page. You imagine if this could chat to them as the OnlyFans person and pretend it's the OnlyFans instead of them having to sit there and respond to their fans.
I don't even know what you're talking about, mate.
I'd love to see the prompt for that.
You can imagine the frequently asked questions, right? I'll leave you with that one.
Mate, that's hilarious. All right, buddy. Well, I'll let you go, mate. Thanks so much. And cheers. We'll go from there.
See you soon, mate.
So to recap, guys and girls, it's just a gold mine, right? These Facebook groups, the LinkedIn groups, any communities, you know, on school, there'll be communities as well. You know, the usual stuff. Try and help, be active in the group, make some value stuff that's related to their group, and then start helping people, and you're going to get more coffee dates than you know what to do with. In fact, they'll get the coffee dates for you, right? You just have to turn up to the call. That's what I do now with Lawrence. In fact, now I don't even turn up to the call. Lawrence does the coffee dates himself. Okay. If that makes sense, anyone, have we got any kind of questions on that before we move on? So to recap, when I'm working with Lawrence, I cut him in on 25% of the profits if it's a lead that our Android has converted on a database deal. But I give him 75%, which he loves, on any of the new leads that are coming on because he's working on a performance basis. Do you know what I mean? So it'd be unfair for me to take 75% of that money. Does that make sense? Okay, so with Lawrence, because he's a performance-based lead gen, right? So he gets paid a profit on every sale. So our pitch to our clients is to give us 50% of their profit on every sale. So if we're taking 75% of all of that when he's fresh leads, then he's going to be actually worse off, which is why we want to pay him more on the fresh leads and take a larger amount on the older leads because they're dead to the client. It's a little bit complicated, and you can structure the deals in your own way, right? That's just how I've done it with Lawrence. You don't have to cover that. Just work out a flat fee or something. The other thing that I want to talk about before I move on to referrals and Rob with what he's doing at the moment is going into our high level. And what I do, I'm going to pretend this is a case study, right? Or a kind of little results on what we've been doing with one of our clients. And I've used this so well to be able to land other clients with it. All right. So what I say, and I'm going to do this quick, pretend that I'm doing a little Loom video now. All right. And I'm going to do it to Rob, and I'm going to pretend that he's a client in the solar industry. Okay. Yeah. Does that make sense, everyone? Rob, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So what I'll say is I've been messaging him on DMs, right? And he'd come back and said, "Oh, yeah, okay, so what kind of results are you getting?" And I'd say, and I'd start the Loom, I'd be, "Hey, Rob, it's Dan here. Listen, I'm just in the back end at the moment. We've got a client over here. They're a debt client. I know it's not related to your industry directly, but it's a pretty similar thing, right? So they get leads in. They call them. If they don't call them, they continue to call them. If they don't pick up, then they continue to call them. And then after about 3 days, they give up, right? They dial them 14 times a day and then they give up most of the time. So what we do is we take their leads after 48 hours. What we do is we send an SMS out to them. And I'll show you what one of those SMSs look like in a moment. But as you can see here, there's 199 plus 33 plus 12. That's 250, 260. maybe 350 leads total, right? We've sent out an SMS. I'll show you what that looks like in a minute. But out of those 350 SMSs, 199 didn't get back. 33 responded but didn't go any further. 12 responded and were qualified but didn't go any further. 13 wanted an extra callback, and 62 scheduled an appointment with the client. And I don't know the exact figures, Rob, but I think it was about 15 or 16 sales were made from these 350 leads that the client had given up on. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just a phenomenal result for dead leads, right? And we just share the profit with the client, and they're happy and we're happy. Okay, so let's have a quick look at one of the leads here. And we'll show you what that conversation looks like. And by this time, you know, the client is like, what the hell? They're already blown away, right? But now what we want to do is go through and show them the AI bot and how it's our sales Android, sorry, and how it's working, and there's bump messages, and there's still bump messages. By this stage, the client's like, what the hell is going on here? This is the greatest thing I've ever seen, right? They go back and forth. They're telling their debt levels. There's another bump message. Okay, she's got back. They've already applied for an IVA, but it's still being processed. So they want to call back, and it's been booked in here. Do you see here, Rob, how it's working the time for the call, which is working three jobs, blah, blah, blah. It's at 5:30 p.m. And do you see how the Android has immediately booked in the lead to the client's calendar? Actually, there's no calendar. It's gone straight into their dialer, because sending a calendar link is really clunky, and the Android can do all of this. Do you see how that works? And then we've added a message in here that, I've booked you in with Whale. He's one of those clever men that loves problem solving. He can help almost anyone, but because of this, he's very busy with folks reaching out all the time. I don't want you to lose a chance with him. He is brilliant. I've asked him to call you. Can I count on you? All right. So now, Rob, we're really helping this client make sure that he turns up to the call. So you get really high kind of turn up show up rates, which is always a problem for you. I know that. So I would turn that into a Loom. Send it to Rob, and he's pretty much sold at this point, ready for a coffee date.
Yeah, when can we start?
Kind of makes sense. When can we start, right? Do you guys understand the power of this? There we go. We'll go back here. Of having a case study, all right? So you could turn that case study, if you're not like me and you don't like talking in front of the camera, you can put it into a Google Doc and show basically what I've just said. Into the Google Doc as well. Does that make sense? Guys, like when you have what I just said there with the Facebook groups and the LinkedIn strategies, when you have lead gen partners and when you have a case study, you're off to the races, okay? And Aaron's saying, yes, can you borrow the case studies that we've got and use them for yourself? And we're working out a strategy right now for you Roy people to be able to do this, as well as any of our affiliates that are on a 297 plus plan, high level affiliates. The next thing we're on to is talking about referrals and Rob's strategy. So Rob, welcome, mate. I'm sorry I've kept you in the dark entirety of this call, but how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm all good. Yeah. Interesting stuff anyway with all that. Yeah. So yeah, all good. Referrals. It's been central to what I'm doing, really. I mean, first of all, I'll say that I'm quite lucky, as you know, Dan, to have quite a stacked contact book over the years of people that I've dealt with, people that know me, trust me, and probably need this. But the reality is I've hardly touched it. Yeah. You know, it's the way that it started is I kind of set off with this initially when I realized what it was. And I engaged two or three people on that I knew people, and I offered a referral deal on the basis of anyone you bring to me, you get 20% of whatever I get from that customer for life. So it's just recurring revenue for not really doing anything apart from handing somebody on. And I did that because this is low maintenance anyway. Once it's set up, it kind of looks after itself once you've got it really tuned in. And there's just so much money available in it.
Yeah, you know, there's margins, right?
Yeah, the overheads are so low that giving away 20% of, you know, when you've got like a 95% margin is nothing. So I kind of just went with that, and it's just gone absolutely crazy.
How are some of the results that you're getting?
Yeah, I mean, initially it was, I mean, my first two clients were my two ex-employers.
Yeah. So it was that's a great story. That's a great story. Tell me a little bit about that story and what you've done in this month, because I think it's good for people to hear.
Yeah, so I mean, one of my ex-employers is a lead gen company, high volume home improvement leads. So they do like boiler leads, double glazing conservatories, solar, yeah, and all sorts in between. When I say high volume, they get about 4,000 inquiries a week into the building, of which about 900 to 1,000 of them don't answer the phone. So obviously I knew their processes pretty well. I know that the MD, that keeps him awake at night trying to monetize what's left that doesn't pick up the phone. So I just mentioned to him that I've got an AI tool which could re-engage those dead leads, qualify them and turn them into sales for him. And I actually sold that before I joined the group. I didn't know anything about the process. I've never seen any of the technology behind it, but I knew there was a value there for it. So I got him to say yes, and then I joined. Since then, it's gone a bit crazy. So they're established now. It's about 8% conversion. That was the post that you showed before, Dan. You know, it's about six grand a week, which is fine. It's the smallest of the ones that I've got on. Wow. But it's the quickest money. So that kind of keeps me going, I suppose, until the kind of big whales come in. And they have come in, you know.
They have come in.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that's worrying me at the moment is that, well, I'm not worried. It's a nice problem to have. It's getting to the stage where I'm funding this at the front end because they want to do such high volume, and I'm taking loads on the back end, but it takes a while for it to come through. But yeah, nice problem to have, isn't it? So those first two that I've got have stood me in good stead. But what they've done is they've referred me on. And the people that they refer me on to have referred me on to somebody else. And it's just snowballed to the stage where, like I was saying before, I've probably got about 15 or 16 that I'm onboarding. I've got six booked next week already.
Yeah.
Another three that have requested calls, and I'm literally getting to the stage now where if somebody approaches me and they don't look big enough, I just say, I can, but you'll have to wait.
Yeah. What do you say? What do you say to the business owner?
Yeah. Do you mean on the ones that first get introduced to me?
No, to your client that you started with and you're asking for a referral.
All right. Yeah, well, I don't necessarily ask for referrals so much. I mean, that demo that you gave there, that loom, that's very similar to how I do my coffee date. Having an example of a lead that has gone through the full process is dynamite.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, especially if you can get one that has gone through the full bump process and then been sold at the end of it. Of which I've got one of them, including the Hail Mary that you posted on the group, you know, the, I'm sorry, I've got the wrong number. I'll take you off.
Yeah.
And so that's all I kind of do from that stage. But then as soon as they see that, you know, I've not had anybody say no, because why would you? You might as well try it if you're going to get it on results. But from there, I don't know. I haven't necessarily asked for referrals from those people. I've just showed them what I've got, showed them how it could be applied. And they've kind of said, oh, I've got somebody else who could do this. And I say, well, you do know I pay 20% of anybody that you pass on. Nice. The big one that I closed this week that I know I spoke to you about is the South African BPO provider.
What does BPO stand for, by the way?
Oh, I've no idea. It's some kind of offshore services, isn't it? So they do customer service, retention, sales, marketing, hotkeys for themselves. It's just a massive kind of offshore services for anything on the front end. 200 seats.
200 call center.
Process outsourcing, Jason says there. That's exactly right.
Outsourcing, right.
Yeah, so they've got 200 seat call center. They buy about 250,000 leads a month.
Yeah.
But they also buy in about 500,000 records of data to go with that. And his first problem, he said to me on the call, was, I have too much data. He said, I just can't get through it. Even with 200 seats, there's only so much that you can give to my guys. So I kind of went through the coffee date with him. I showed him that messaging, the one that went all the way through, and they were drooling. And it's got to the stage now where it's not the dead stuff that they want to look at so much. They want to look at splitting profits on anything they generate from the data they can't get to at the moment, qualify it, hotkey it out, and then we just split it after costs.
So they pay, oh, you split it after costs as well, and they're doing 250,000 leads a month.
Yeah, so remember, they're buying this data anyway, so that is a cost that they've got already. My costs are ChatGPT and the SMS. We're just going to kind of divvy that up, find out what's left in the pot, because they obviously have to pay the agents, commission, and things like that as well. So whatever's left in the pot, we're going to split 50-50 per lead. But we're talking tens of thousands of leads a month going out of the building. It's mind-boggling, really. And that was a third degree referral.
That was a referral.
It's a third degree referral. So
third degree.
It started off with my old employer that I've brought on the retainer basis, who then passed me on to the estate planning company, who I've put it in with them. And he, the owner of that company, introduced me to the South African BPO.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just rolling on and on. And I've kind of got to the stage now where I can't take on any more referrers, because the deal's so attractive, but there's only one of me. So I can't take all of them on. So I suppose I just wanted to stress to everybody the power of referring. And it's not necessarily just the people that are in your contact book. You know, I've brought two on from friends. You know, I've never spoke to them about work in my life, you know, and I've told them what I'm doing. And they went, oh, I've got someone who I think might be interested. And I've actually got two signed up. I've got an IT consultancy business to business, but they pay a lot of money for leads, and they have like a call center doing cold calling. So we're going to try it on their leads. And I've also got a B2B sales print management company who sell nationwide. Just from friends, you know. It's just about telling everybody what you do, I suppose, and then putting you in contact. And don't do too much pitching via the messaging or via the emailing. Just get them on a call and show them.
Yeah. I did this yesterday with my accountant, right? So I had a meeting with him, and I was like, things are going really well. We're involved in AI. And he's like, oh, you know, tell us a bit more about that. And I said, well, what we do is we work with clients that have got, you know, big call centers. And as you know, Barry, these big call centers are expensive, and these clients are struggling to kind of, you know, make a good profit because of the rising cost of wages and stuff. So what we figured out to do is have AI work all of the leads that their sales center is struggling to close. And what we do is we just split the profit with those clients. The clients love it because it reduces their overheads and they also make more money. And Barry, this is why I think there's going to be a huge period of massive growth in a lot of these businesses as the cost of acquisition decreases and their profit margin increases. And that's what we do. And I just saw him scribbling down all of these notes. And I haven't even hit him up yet, and I probably won't. But do you see how powerful that is? You know, like when you're able to explain what you do very simply, kind of like this elevator pitch that we've got up here. That's all I did to Barry, basically.
Yeah.
I usually throw in, this is why I think their economy is going to boom. Because no one's making money from AI yet, but this is like, we're changing the whole industry here. And then they start getting pretty excited about that.
Yeah. It's worth mentioning as well, Dan, that we've got, I don't think there's been one pitch with a whale so far that hasn't said to me at some point, every man and his dog is selling AI services at the moment. The big guns are all getting thrown AI stuff, but nobody's doing it well. And nobody's doing it like your method. You know, taking the time to find out exactly what the business needs, shaping a bot to be a representative of their company, and including sort of plugging all the pain points, and then getting results on the back end, and being so confident in it working that you're willing to say, I don't want any money from you, just pay me if you get paid. Nobody's doing it. And the South Africans in particular, he said to me that he's been pitched about 50 times over the last few months. on AI products, but he said nobody has got what you've got here, Rob. And he said, I'm a bit dizzy by the size of the opportunity here.
Yeah.
When can we start?
I've known this for about 9 months, right? I've known how big this is going to be, but it's taken a while for the penny to drop for people. It's just starting to happen now, which is really good. So it is kind of exciting, I have to say. You're seeing that as well. And the good thing is that you're now so confident in what you're selling that the pitches come easy and the confidence, the clients can see the confidence, you know, it's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Well, another thing, so to finish it off, I suppose, there is that one of them said to me that we're going to give you really old data. This was the estate planners. He said, we're going to give it you years old. He said, I'm sorry, it's not the best to go with. Now, obviously, I want their really dead stuff, but I want their freshest, really dead stuff. That's what I say to them. However, in this case, I took the opportunity to say, well, you say it's the worst. I actually say it's the best, because if I can get something out of that, just think of what I can do at the front end. That finished yesterday, the first trial, and he sent me 149-year-old leads that were a day away from the opt-in lapsing. Two sales worth $4,000.
Wow. And one-year-old data.
One-year-old data, yeah. So obviously they're over the moon now thinking, how the hell did you get that out of that? And we're going with the 8-week-old stuff as of Monday.
Yeah. That's a tip. I mean, that's a nice way of putting it, Rob. But as we get better and we get more confident, we can say, sorry, we won't work with anything less than 3-day-old data because we want to get paid you. This is a performance deal, right? We want to make you money, and going up to 1-year-old data is fine, right? And it'll trickle through, but do you want to have more money or less money? And that tends to get them pretty excited as well.
Yeah, it always leads on to other things. You know, you get them onto the call on the basis of the back-end deal on the old data that's dead. And by the time you're halfway through the conversation, you're talking about improving the front end. You're talking about maybe doing a sales gen, lead gen chatbot. You've got all sorts of other areas where the real money is.
Yeah. They start telling you what they want it for.
Yeah, exactly right.
Which is what I've found. And guys and girls, this is why it's so exciting, right? Because what we're building here is a bespoke AI solution for their business, right? It's going to be... It takes time to iterate. Like, we're working with this huge client at the moment, and they've got so many different products and stuff to sell, but we're just starting with their main product, right? And then there's the upsells, and then there's the cross sells, and then there's the document collection on the back end. We're going to be with this client. It's kind of like when people move to Apple, right? With their iPhone, they're an iPhone customer for life, right? Because it's so hard to change back. What you're going to see, Rob, is that you're working with their clients and you're getting your claws in, right? If you can get your claws into these businesses and have it so it's just running very in a robust manner, then they're either going to have to buy you out or they're going to have to go through 6 months of pain in order to build what you've built, or maybe even longer than that. In fact, they probably won't be able to do it. It is now smash and grab time. It is time to get in there and get your claws in and just God knows where it's going to go from here. You know, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
Scott just said, is it like when someone switches away from Tesla? Yeah, that's me. And I'm first world problems, but a Porsche is a pretty nice car. Okay. Any questions on this so far? I hope you guys are understanding power of what we've got here. And remember that money and automation makes us lazy, all right? Rob, I'm sure he's pretty good at the tech and all that type of stuff. In fact, he's way better than me, but I bet he hasn't used one bit of automation to land clients, right?
Not a single one.
No, not a single one, okay. All right, I could go on this list forever, right? But let me tell you about another one that I did that's worked really well, and it's got me into some huge e-commerce companies. I said here, and some of you might have seen this post, put this on Facebook. Anyone I know have a friend who has a substantial e-com biz? I'll pay 250 smackaroonies if you can get me on a Zoom call with them to discuss monetizing their database on a performance basis using our ChatGPT sales Android. Hit me up below in comments via DM. I will pay more than once too. I think it's important as well to, when you're doing this stuff, is like, I haven't done it much in this, right? But I've added a little bit of my own kind of personality into it. And I do this with some of you. I might have sold you into to Roy, or I've sold you something. Can I have like kind of funny stuff I say that disarms people? I think it's funny anyway. They mightn't, but it really disarms people, and they, I form a bond with them, and that makes it easier for me to kind of pitch something or sell them something. Okay, a coffee date's super. You don't really need much personality to get on a coffee date with someone, but I always try and do it in a way that makes them laugh, or I'll find something out about them, right? Like, you know, this guy here, I'll try and, like, I'll see that he's a family man, right? So I'll make sure that I talk about family within the post, or he's got a home. I'll say, hey, Paul, mate, your renovation looks amazing. Like, look at the size of that room there. I'll find something, you know, to kind of, it is very exciting. That looks good. It's got me interested, right? I'll take the time. Maybe it's an office building or something like that, but he's a Jordan Peterson fan, right? So I'll always find something to bring in that DM message that's going to give me a chance of forming a bond with them. And that makes all the difference, okay? And it doesn't take long, okay? Does that make sense? So going back to that post, where is it? You can use that, something like that. And I'm happy to pay $250. And I'll show you what came in off it. Where is he? My videographer's going to have to blur all of this out, right? But this guy here, I'll show you what happened, right? I'm doing this case study, by the way, and I'll share it with all the Royal people. Okay. Hope you're off to a great weekend. I almost didn't answer it. We own an offline agency and a TV radio agency, and want to chat to you on lead generation. Would love to use some of our data with your ChatGPT idea. So he doesn't even know what we do, right? And I kind of like asking him about his offline stuff. I'm like, what is this? So they do a lot of inbound calls in radio and TV. They have a call center for our offer, so we capture a lot of data. I'm like, ooh, sounds interesting. They use a call to action of call an 800 number or whatever, right? I'm like, oh my God, we're going to blow this up for them, because we just put a message in the call to action to message in whatever that keyword is, right? Rather than someone dialing in. I mean, goodness me. And then it gets interesting. I was slammed, but I needed him to give me some numbers. And this was a bit rude now I think about it. I shouldn't have done that. I was being a bit rude. Are you doing a lot of business? So I was just cutting to the chase, right? Because I was just having so many leads coming in. We drive about 2,000 to 3,000 calls a week for our supplement offer. And we want to get online with it, right? So they're an e-commerce business, but they're offline. And they have 400,000 leads from inbound over the past 10 months. And that's the supplement company there. The average ticket is $129, and they have 40% profit after every deal. So it's about $50 profit on every deal. Who takes the orders? It's a phone team. They advertise on ESPN, Fox News. They're a big company. I think they're at least a $10 million company. They're spending on ads. So I'm going through and just asking questions. 100K plus they're spending on offline ads, and then 50 to 100K per month paying on a pay-per-call offer. And it just goes on and on from there. But you would have to cover all costs, but would you share the 40%? You spoke about 50-50. Is that an issue? Not at all. And it just goes on and on. And it turns out he's got 100,000 buyers, right, with his product, but they never reach out to their buyers. So our database reactivation message, I think I was doing this with Graham. Let's see if I can find. I did a Loom video for him because he was in in a snowstorm. So he couldn't get onto the Zoom call that I had with us, that I had with him. So this is what I said to him, right? I took a loom of this. I know we've chatted on Facebook, and I have a bit of an understanding, and we'll be making some assumptions here. We can clear this up on Zoom later. They have 400K database, 100K buyers. They have a 24/7 call center. 2 to 3 calls per week handled by the call center. The call center can accept calls and dial out. $50 profit per sale. And then I went into some expected numbers, right? And I just went through, this kind of opportunities tab that I was showing you about before. I went through and I recorded a video of that whole situation, showed him what it looked like, and guess what he came back with? Makes sense? What you're thinking? Question mark. Yes, love it. It's going to crush. My mind is racing about how our other clients, all the other clients we can use for it as well. I said, I know, dude. And we're booking in the Zoom call and he's pretty much sold. Amen. So do you see how it's just, I don't know, this comes easy to me, it's just so easy to do. And maybe I'm just super creative or whatever it is, right? But it doesn't take much to kind of create opportunity out of thin air with an offer like this. Does that make sense? Rob, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's felt I laughed at the end, when you saw that response for it, because that's typical. That's the response. I'm yet to have any other response when you get to the stage where they see it.
Yeah.
It's just okay, when can we start? And I've got so many other opportunities that I think we could introduce this into now. So it's not going to be like this forever either. We've probably got a couple of years maybe at this before it starts to become the norm, but we're going to be so well entrenched, the people in Royer by then, why would the client switch?
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to. You're going to, people, I said in the group, there's going to be many millionaires made from the Royer group. Right.
Yeah.
Unless there's something goes on where we're not allowed to send SMSs out or something, some regulation comes in. I think people are going to become very, very wealthy off the back of it. And Jonathan just said, I feel like I've discovered Bitcoin in 2011. Well, this you've got
exactly
control
it.
Over. You got control over this, though. You know what I mean? It's not like a speculation thing. It's much more powerful than that. Okay. All right. So, case studies and Royer. The case studies for our Royer and high level affiliate bundle. Okay. So we're putting this together at the moment, but if you want to use, so it's not going to be immediate, but if you want to leverage, if you're an affiliate of ours or you're in Royer and you want to leverage our case studies, kind of like what I showed before, you can put your own voice to it. I'm not sure what it's going to look like, or we're going to create a Google Doc for it. I want you to get DM Gavin. Miles, he's in our groups, and he'll sort you out with all of this. It's going to take a little time, but that's what it is. And I've got our little affiliate bundle here, right? So if you're coming on or you're upgrading as a affiliate with us, then we're going to start giving you some bonuses, right? Like, this is still being fleshed out, but let's say you upgrade to the 497 plan on a high level. We're getting you all sorts of cool stuff, like Lex Bucks to spend on whatever else we release. I'm not sure if this is going to be finalized yet, but I've seen it in here. Or close my whale clients pass. Like, we can do this once for you. If you've got a whale, then I'll jump on the call with you and help you close it. If it is a proper whale, don't hold me to that. It might change.
I'll put my hand up for that, Dan, as well, if you want.
Yeah.
Close someone. I'm quite happy to do that.
Yep. And there's also like this stuff about upgrading to the 497 plan. I would recommend you lot all do that, because you can charge margin on the SMSs. And Rob, I told you about this yesterday, right? You upgraded the same day.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I mean, there's that. And I've just got a chatbot live that's just, I'll share it in the group at some point. It's a lead gen on the site, and it turns visitors into leads and then goes through the workflow in high level. It's mega. So it's well worth it.
So I've just posted a message here of our client sending 11,000 SMS a day. So if you look at, in the States particularly, right, if you're on 0.07 cents per SMS, in the UK, we're crushing it at 4.2 cents an SMS. So you could add your margin on top of that and earn passive income from every SMS that's sent as well. And we're throwing in all sorts of like stuff like that if you do plan on upgrading. So there's people coming in. So I hope that kind of makes sense, everyone. I think that's kind of it for today as far as everything goes. Is there any kind of questions that anyone's got, and we can run through them now?
Yeah, no.
And yes, Anthony said, is it possible to change affiliates afterwards? So only if you upgrade, right? So let's say you're on the 297 plan. If you upgrade to the 497, then we have to share that commission with the original agency, but we're happy to do that and honor all of that with you. Okay. If we have however, but we are in Roy, do we get access to this? Yeah, if you're in Roy, you get access to all of this. Although I'd appreciate the upgrade to the 497 as a thank you, but you get access to all this stuff. Mine goes back over JV split fees. I have a few on the table to close out this month. So I don't want to confuse things with the way that I've structured it with Lawrence, right? Because he's got a performance-based lead gen agency. So he gets paid on conversion, right? So if a lead comes in and converts, he gets a nice whack, right? So if we close the client with our Android, fresh leads with an Android, we don't want to take all of that money because that will reduce his payment. Does that make sense? So we had to come up with something creative with him. But if you are looking for JB partners, I would just go with a flat fee, similar to what Rob's done, right? Just say we'll pay you 20% of any profit from each of the guys you refer over to us. And it might be just easier to do it that way. Does that make sense? I really don't want to confuse things, because anything that's confusing is really hard to sell. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the way I do it is I try and do the 20% if I can, but I suppose it depends what each party's bringing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if there's a hell of a lot of costs on one side and not on the other, then it's worth kind of offsetting that when you do any deal. But just the only advice I'd give on that, on JVs, is just stay open-minded, find out how much money's in the pot, and then see what's fair.
Yeah. Someone sets up a coffee date. I mean, I've got people like my post here, right? Where is that post? I just paid someone $250 to put up a coffee date, right? I'm not paying anything on the back end.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear ideas on finding a JV to actually do the tech side. Reach out to me, Tammy. We actually look after the tech side for 15% for our Royal people. All right. Reach out to us if you want to do that. Andy got his first client today through a JV, 20% profit to them. There we go. Boom. So we'll do the tech for you for 15% if that's what you want to do, but only if there's like real whales. You know what I mean? Like, we haven't got the time to do it for little guys, unfortunately. But reach out to me, DM me in school or whatever. All right. Any other questions? What's JV, joint venture? JV is a joint venture with another agency. Scott, thanks for the great info today. No worries. Any more clarity about minimum database size? So where's the wrench or Android group, right? So this is a big distinction that I made, right? A big breakthrough that I made. The coffee date breakthrough. I'm going to read this through to you now. It was posted in Roya. We just had a very large coffee date with a large insurance biz. It went well. The way I positioned the offer was a little different. I believe this tiny change will make us 10 times more money, 10 times faster. This is 100 times improvement. I'm not joking. Let me explain how it went down. It was in the shower. Well, you don't want to hear that. So we start with old leads. Right? A lot of us start with old leads, like Rob was talking about. Let's start with the one-year-old data. You make money there, right? But what I'm saying now to clients is that let's go after your, what I'm saying now is, or before this, with let's go after your old leads first. If you like what you see, we can implement the Android into your 48-hour data. But why not go after the 48-hour data first and skip all this old lead stuff, right? So, Anthony, my point is that if you've got clients that are only doing like 10 leads a week or whatever, like a small client, there's not much juice in going after their database, right? Because it's not huge unless the offer and the close rate is like, the commissions on the back end super high. You want to help these people with their speed to lead stuff, right? And do the any kind of lead that is converted by the Android or touched by the Android, that's where you get your performance basis on. Does that kind of make sense? So to answer your question, yeah, there we go. I'm not dealing with anyone less than 3K of warm leads. So you want to get in there and when I was talking about getting your claws into the business, you want to get in there and help them on every lead and make sure you negotiate a deal on any lead that the Android touches, on their fresh leads as well. Right. The database stuff works well as a win. That's what kind of Rob's experience, right? They've gone after their 1-year-old data. You got two leads and it was two sales at $4,000 a sale. And they're like, oh my God, why don't we get this on our fresh leads? And I'm saying you can just skip and go straight to the fresh leads because you're going to get paid faster. What should the minimum leads volume be so we should use as criteria for database reactivation? Well, it depends on the client. Depends if you want to get a deal over the line and show them what it looks like. Sometimes them just experiencing the Android in their business and seeing it work through their data and seeing the conversations that it has is enough for them to move them onto a more profitable deal on their front end leads or something else that's going on. So I wouldn't say no to too many people. But if you want to get paid faster, then you're going to need like probably a 10,000 database or something like that. If you're sending 100 SMS a day, maybe 3,000, I would say, because then you've got a month's worth to kind of test. 3,000 would be my number.
Yeah, it's worth considering. From my point of view, I never consider the size of the database on whether they're going to be worth working with long term. It's always what you're doing now. How many leads are you getting into the building now? Because as long as they've got some there to test with, if they won't go for the fresh stuff first, at least you know that ongoing, you've got a regular flow of fresh-ish leads that you're going to make a lot of money out of. So that's why I judge it.
I would never work with someone that isn't advertising or getting fresh leads in.
Yeah, 100%.
But full stop. Because then it's just like a finite resource, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're a lead gen that is able to sell them leads as well, then it gets exciting, which is a whole nother pitch. I've been able to get clients with 2 to 3K leads on a 2K monthly retainer, but the problem is they need new leads every 2 to 3 months time. Yeah. So you need to partner with a lead gen. It's finite. It's exactly what we just said, Anthony. But then there's the next challenge, right? Then you could JV with someone like Lawrence who can do leads for them. And then they're going to pay for it, right? Because they know how valuable what they've got in the back end is. It's sorted. But what you can do, right, is if they've got the 2 to 3K leads and it finishes after 2 to 3 months, then you can continue to charge them that monthly retainer or take it away from them, right? Like take it away from them and then every lead that comes into their business is not going to have AI attached to it. So they're going to be in a position where, I don't really want to get rid of this, so I'll continue paying the retainer. I would say unless they're getting zero leads into their business, but what type of business has zero leads coming in, you know?
One that's about to go bump.
Yeah. Should we text the first 100 leads manually through High Level? Or do you guys directly start out with the Android? We do it always with the Android now. I think I said in the course it would be worth like sending some SMSs manually yourself and working the leads yourself and like the client not even knowing. But the reality is that databases are so valuable that if you did 100 of their database manually, someone like Rob, you'd probably close like 5 sales for them on a performance basis anyway, right? And you could just get paid for doing it manually. But I think we've figured out now that the Android works so well that you can just go straight into the Android. The important thing to note is getting your claws in, right? This is what I want to drum home to people at the moment is you want to get your AI claws into that business. So as just Anthony just said, they'll never want to leave. You know, I mean, you know all these high-level affiliates that talk about like having 500 SaaS clients or whatever. That sounds like a huge headache to me, but it's kind of like what I was talking to Lawrence about before, right? He's leading now with this in order to get them to sell leads. If I was a person that was reselling SaaS all the time, I'd be leading with this to resell the SaaS, which is essentially what Anthony's doing. Okay, because it's just much and much easier hook to get in with these guys if you want to sell them a $5.97 a month high level plan forever type thing. Time frame onboarding to getting paid. So it's not as fast as I would like, right? So it's kind of down to how deep a pocket you have. For me, I'm kind of more than happy to kind of wait, and it could probably depends how quick their tech team is at getting back to you. That's usually the slowest thing. But usually after the first lot of SMSs are sent, you'd be getting paid the next week if you're invoicing weekly. The time it takes to go from agreement signed to getting the clients, all the API stuff and their tech team involved can usually be anywhere from 2 weeks to way too long. And if it's way too long, then I'll just bin the client, if that makes sense. The sweet spot is between two and 4 weeks, and then you'll get paid roughly a week after that. But what I would say is that if you have a look at Anne-Marie might be on this call, I'm not sure, but she's charging upfront and on the back end now. She's 2 weeks in, and I think she's got 5 clients on front end and the back end deal. So she gets paid, I think it was £1,295 was the latest one to get it all set up, and then a smaller amount on the back end. And that might be something you want to do too, if that makes sense. One more question for me. I'm running ads, but it's low quality. Finding it's not worth the ad spend so we're not spending any money on ads anymore. I put that into the course just because I knew some people would want it. But everything I went through today is the only thing you'll need to get more coffee dates than you are than you can handle, basically.
Yeah, the chances of the person that you want getting their eyes on that ad, when I say the person you want, I'm talking about the owner of the Wales, is highly unlikely on ads compared to just approaching them directly.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go through what we've done today, Anthony. Robert said she's charging a one-time setup fee. No, a recurring setup fee. It's not a setup fee, it's a retainer.
Yeah.
And 50% profit share. So she's not getting 50%, she's getting a smaller amount now, but she's comfortable with that because she needs money up front. Well, good, everyone. Well, any other questions? Otherwise, I think we'll leave it there. They're cracking. And as I said, where are we? For those of you who want to leverage our case studies and want to cash in on the affiliate bundle for Roy people, then please do DM Gavin and we'll start getting you sorted out. It's going to be a little while, but we will have something for you pretty quickly. Okay. All right, everyone. Take care. Thanks, Rob. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Cheers, mate. See you soon.
No worries. Catch you later. Bye-bye. Okay. I hope you enjoyed this video. It is not rocket science what I'm doing here. My kind of rule of thumb is if you're reaching out to people that you're trying to make an offer to, then try and personalize it. Never have the same kind of message templated to every person. Take your time, find out some information about those people, reach out to them, and just kind of have a human conversation. I call it barbecue conversation. It's a phrase that I've been using for years. If I had someone over to a barbecue with me and I was having a steak and a beer with them, would I start shoving an offer down their throat? No, I wouldn't. I'd find out a little bit about their business. I'd find out where they're located. I'd find out if they've got any staff, if they buy leads, if they are good at contacting leads, if they're good at closing, if they've got a database. All of this stuff is what I'd kind of ask in a kind of natural, organic way. And if they suit me, and if I think I can help them, then I would make them an offer them rather than just forcing an offer down their throat. It just doesn't work, okay? So really try and go back to basics, the old school way. And I promise you, if you spend time at this, you're going to get good at it. You're going to start landing more coffee dates than you know what to do with really juicy sized clients, because the offer, the Prince Charming, Sleeping Beauty, database reactivation with AI offer is just killer. I hope you've enjoyed the video today. Please drop us a comment below if you've got any questions. Hit that subscribe button and please give us a like if you liked it, if you liked this video. I'll speak to you soon. Take care.